Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. So you know that I love storytelling. It is how people connect with us and get to know us. Storytelling is an intricate part of this podcast and the work I get to do with my clients. It helps them raise up their voice and their visibility. It puts them on the stage. Their stories help on podcasts and on social media. And it makes all of us just plain real. I love storytelling. So when I had the opportunity to meet Shelley Goldstein, who is gamifying storytelling, I said, oh, we must meet. Shelley is a brand strategist and she's a speaking coach. She cut her branding teeth designing costumes on Broadway in New York City. She used clothing as a tool for storytelling to connect the character and the audience. What a concept, right? Like a well-defined character. Today, Shelley uses games and a matrix as tools to help her clients better communicate to their audience. She is the founder of Big Idea, a branding and marketing consultancy. She created the Big Idea branding matrix, an all-in-one framework for messaging. Her client roster spans environmental, fashion, sports, hospitality, and entertainment industries. In 2020, Shelley became a certified coach in ultra speaking, a system that gamifies the art of public speaking. Shelley's clients are on a transformational journey of what to say and how to say it. You are going to love Shelley. Let's meet Shelley Goldstein. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Shelley. It is so great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Cami. And it is truly a compliment to be here when I look at all the extraordinary women that you've interviewed and had discussions with. So I'm really, really just honored to be here today. Thank you.
Well, you and I met just a few weeks ago, and I loved what you talked about when it comes to storytelling and gamification. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you and I really have the same belief around speaking and how storytelling is such an intricate part of our journeys. And so I'm really excited to share your work that you're doing and with gamification around storytelling and speaking. But let's start with you because we have this big passion for story. And I really want to start with your story. Can you tell us a bit about your journey and how did you just really fall in love with storytelling?
Well, it certainly wasn't intentional. It was a founded love and passion for storytelling. I do and did have a fabulous fascination for costume design. I just love the imagination of the theater and what costume could do, the level of the fabrics and the trims and how it really brings a character to life. And that was my first career as a costume designer. In New York, I worked on Broadway. I worked for Ringling Brothers. I was at New York City Opera for a season where Beverly Sills was director at the time. So I had a wonderful exposure to the best of the best. And yeah. I got to see it really, really unfold. And they were brilliant teachers. But to this day, I still believe every story. You know, no matter how many times I watch The Wizard of Oz, I'm going to cry, I'm going to be scared, I'm going to be happy at the end that she made it home. So there's a magic there that I just connected to. And it was this believing in these stories. And I was able to use clothing as a tool to create these characters and shape them and help the audience understand part of the story when the curtain went up and they would see the characters of the film, the opening shot. You set the idea with the sets, with the speech that the character says, and the costumes are very much a part of that.
I just love that. I never thought of storytelling from a costume perspective, but of course, and it makes such perfect sense. And so you were painting these visions that would take shape on these stages. And how did you move from there to doing the work that you're doing today?
Wow. It's following opportunities that come my way. So it was a natural progression, right, of costuming. I felt the need to move on to the next challenge, which led me into some fashion design work on 7th Avenue. And I went into some mass production houses and challenged myself to design a simple dress. How can I create identities and stories for the everyday woman or the everyday girl? Mm. And in one of my experiences, I was asked to create a lifestyle collection for the Pink Panther brand at MGM.
Okay.
And so I walked in with storyboards that I was used to doing, costuming, hand-painted illustrations with, you know, color swatches and different textures to create a story of what that identity might be if the Pink Panther wasn't going to be a juvenile, playful type of brand, but now we're moving into like a junior, sophisticated, cool lifestyle brand. What would that look like? So when I go to MGM and they have this massive room of all these people working on computers, so I'm going to date myself right now, and they were digitizing, they took my storyboards and they were redesigning, they were putting them back into the system, into this computer system, and recreating the whole thing. And let's move this over here. Let's move that. Cut, paste. And I said, that's it. I got to learn digital design. And that led to a path of marketing, which was also more about storytelling. Mm-hmm. Because as a marketer and as a brand strategist,
it's all story.
My job is telling the story of that brand, that company, that product, that service. So now my tools were digital, were graphic designs, were words, were products. Right. Wrapped around this whole idea of storytelling. And the very next step from there was, you know, I've been doing that for a long time, the marketing and the branding. And when COVID hit, I had already been in some public speaking groups working on different ways to improve my online presentation long before COVID. So when COVID hit, we were all sitting around, a friend invited me to join these speaking games that these two guys invented called Ultra Speaking. And they said, come on, they're doing a beta test because their business fell apart and now they're doing it all online. Well, learning how to speak with games was the funnest thing anybody could do, especially at the beginning of the pandemic when we were all looking for fun things to do.
Right. And ways to connect with people. And
yeah. Definitely. And along that route, I became certified as a speaking coach. Because I said, okay, this is really good. I went to my clients on the brand story, helping them create what to say. And now I can coach them on how to say it.
Exactly.
So I felt it came full, the whole story became full circle just by adding that component to it.
Yeah.
And that is how I am here today.
That's so cool. It's so cool. And it's when you and I sat down to just share, because as you know, I do the Soul Speaks from the Stage, with Paula Friedland. And that is such beautiful work where we're teaching our clients to speak from the soul and turn off the thinking mind and get into our bodies and learn to trust that things are going to flow through us. And when you started telling me about the gamification, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so in alignment with what we teach because it gets people out of their heads and it gets people into having fun with it. So tell us a little bit more about this, you know, the gamification, why games? Explain exactly what happens here.
Well, that's really the whole point of it, right? We have fun playing games, whether we're kids or adults. Mm-hmm. It takes us out of our mind. So it really is a genius approach. And the idea being that if we play games, we give ourselves permission to have fun and have freedom and let go of preconceived ideas.
Right. The whole thing, I mean, it's like, and having fun as adults, I think it's something that we have forgot. I mean, it's like that thing that we have just left behind a long time ago. And it's so funny how people want to reconnect back to fun. So how is this being received with your clients?
with huge open arms. You know, it's like some people are like, oh, this is so goofy and this is so silly. And then others are just like, this is wonderful. It's like being in summer camp, or, you know, we forget, as you said. Now, there's an important component. Yes, we transfer these skills to real life scenarios. So it's not just in the games, but the games are the freeing opening component. And it really is just proving that speaking is fun. Whether you're making a presentation to your board of directors or, you know, doing a TED talk, or you're having a conversation with a friend, it's the same conversation. It's the same speaking mechanism. We're not teaching you how to speak. We're coaching you on how to speak your truth and not feel you have to have a persona, a different, you know, a cami work person and a cami weekend person and a cami with her family. No, it's the same cami.
Yeah. And that's so aligned with everything I believe, because it's really funny, because I was terrified of speaking years ago when I started my business 11 years ago. And my coach said to me, you know, the fastest way to grow your business is to speak, to get on stages. And I'm like, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. And I'm going to grow my business other ways. And she was like, oh, okay. And so I kind of stood on that line for a couple of years. And then there was a point where I made a declaration where I wanted to impact 1 million women around the world. And I threw that stake down in the ground, right? This is how many women I want to make an impact with on. And when I did that, I was like, well, I'm not going to ever get there one person at a time. You know, I really needed to go to that one to many way of, and here was all this fear built up inside of me of, oh my gosh. I'd had a really bad experience in the corporate world where I had gotten on a big stage and really fell, right? I really fell down in it and terrified. My knees shook, you know, and my voice shook. And, you know, it was one of the scariest things that I did in my corporate world. And so I had this ingrained in my soul that it was like, oh my God, that was a scary thing. And it just didn't work so well. And so when I decided that I was going to get over it, I started doing all these different trainings. I would have loved a training like this, because it, you know, it was one of those sorts of things that can get you out of your silliness that you play around in your head on. But I took some very, you know, more tactical approaches to speaking and selling from the stage and all those sorts of things. And then I discovered The Soul Speaks from the Stage, which was very much about, so this is Paula's work that I mentioned. And when we did that, it was like, oh, I can turn my mind off. And the other part of it was I learned it was not about me. It was actually about the people in the audience and what they would go do with it. And that lit everything up for me. So suddenly I was in love with speaking. And the more I spoke, it's like, oh my gosh, this is like the best thing. And I just fell in love with it. So when, you know, what your work is doing is very similar. And what Soul Speaks does is it gets us out of the crazy stories we're playing. And then you actually bring laughter into, which is even, I think that's what's really special about your work is the laughter that's going to come along and loosen us up in our bodies and change how we're just having fun in those moments. And so when we can find the fun in speaking, it shifts everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you had this moment on stage where you just failed miserably. Yeah. That happened to nobody. Never? No, it's all the time. All of us. I have a story just like that. And a million other people do. What happens? Why does that happen? And you said it earlier, it's about our head. We stop ourselves because we have an idea that, oh my God, the stakes are high, the pressure's on. But the truth is, the TED Talks, the most brilliant people on the planet that do professional speaking, it's all about a story. I mean, if you're conveying information from an annual report about some very technical aspects of a business, well, the truth is, if those technical aspects didn't work, or they didn't work at some point and a company failed, that's why you created that work to help them succeed. Well, that's a story. Right. And it's a very complex information. So already people can go, like 10 people in the audience, oh, that's happened to me. Sure. Yeah. Now you have my attention. Now I know you're talking to me because you're telling me something real and authentic. And that's true to what it's all about. Yeah. And I know we overuse the word authenticity and this and that, but you're talking about, you know, the soul speaks to the stage. It's just being yourself.
It is.
Imagine that.
It is. And that's the beauty of it is when we just, when we can cut through all the other clutter. And as you were saying, it's not about being a different persona for different things. It's just being you. And, you know, that's the brilliance of just showing up as you is you don't have to, it takes so much energy to try to be someone else or be something else. And if you can just be you, that's the power of it. I want to talk about public. I mean, I totally get the whole visceral fear around public speaking and where I started yeah. with that, right? And how yes. much work it took to break through. And I know that I have worked with clients that have had that same fear. And I know you've worked with clients that have had that same fear. Oh, what yeah. is it about fear of speaking that just takes so many of us to our knees?
Really big question. And it comes up a lot. And there are certainly many, many, many reasons why. But one of the most common that I hear is the idea that the person speaking or the person that has the fear believes they don't have anything important to say or that nobody is going to like them.
Right.
Or has this the same idea that they do. And when you get, just take those ideas and you realize, well, from a beginning standpoint, not everybody may agree with me, just like friends
right.
and food. We don't all like the same food, and that's okay. You can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time.
Right.
Our job is to just connect with the people that do or find our story interesting that they might say, hey, maybe I'll try that.
Right.
So the story, the public speaking is less for us, for the ultra speaking way. And there's nothing wrong with techniques and processes. There's plenty of great right. ones out there. This is just another way to approach it. Is if we come from a place of story, we all have stories. We all know our story. And just like you shared with me about your experience of failing on stage, I said, I have a story just like that.
Right.
That's
right.
Where people connect.
Totally.
And once we relatable. Realize we're relatable, right. We're connecting on story. And that's really where the magic happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you look at all these different reasons people have a fear around speaking, so just take one of those and how do you apply the game in the mix of that? How do you bring gamification to help them break through those fears?
Well, there's a bunch of games that have been developed. Mm-hmm. Tristan DeMontebello and Michael Gendler deserve full credit because it's their baby, their genius, and they put this together. I have been gifted to have been certified in their program. What they created is a series of games, and there's many of them, and each one has a specific function. I mean, they all do multiple things, but one might be specific to musicality, helping you improve your musicality and expand that range. So if I go from a 1 to a 10, and my natural speaking voice is a 5, can I go up to an 8 or a 9? Maybe I only stay at a 6.
I love that.
I learn where I sit. Right? I learned by just exploring it. Or another game will help you just get over the chatter in your brain. We call it snow globe, where all the ideas are like the snowflakes in the snow globe. And when they settle in the moments of the breath, then we get to a clear, concise idea.
So good. So good. And so it's this creativity. And so you've had this line of creativity that's followed you throughout your career, or yeah. it's been an intricate part of you that you've been able, and this is probably a better way to describe this, not followed you. It's been this, you've let that shine throughout your career. You know, when you go back to the costume designs, to the work that you do today, to the marketing that you've done with all your clients, this creativity, when you let that light shine, what does that feel like to you when you're in that space?
Oh, it is. I'm getting the chills just even thinking about it. It's so rewarding because I am driven by my creativity. I'm a curious person. So every day there's a new way to look at something. And I love discovering, you know, having a favorite color is so hard for me when I see so many amazing colors and possibilities in between all those colors. Mm-hmm. And working, whether it's a costume or food even, or marketing, I take it into my personal life, just discovering something new is so rewarding. And especially when I'm able to share it with some people, other people, my clients, mm-hmm. and see them experience that, it's just remarkable to see people transform before your eyes. It's like another creation that I right. helped facilitate.
Oh, I love it. It's like those stories on Broadway that you help facilitate that story take shape. You help facilitate that with your clients as well.
Yes, we are one of a bigger conversation always.
Right. So true. And as you are telling these, you know, as you're seeing this transformation take place because of your creativity that you're able to tap into, what is it about creativity? I mean, what could our listeners be doing to just really tune up their own creativity?
Keep playing games. I mean, there's infinite possibilities out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's plenty of things that have been done. Yes, there's plenty of stories that have been told. But there's infinite ways to tell the same story over and over again. We see that in the movies. We right. read that in books. We see it in art. So why not in our own lives?
Right. That's such a good point. And it's like people that do say that, you know, what do I have that's unique to say? No one has your life experiences. No one has yes. all that you've brought forth to this point in your life like you do.
Be curious, keep discovering and say to yourself, what can I do that I haven't done before? How can I challenge myself to see things differently?
Yeah.
It's truly an interesting facet because that's, I believe, when we learn the most is when we're in this unknown area of experimentation and trial by error. And we can continue to grow as individuals. We can improve our relationships with loved ones, with business. You know, they talk about toxic work environments or bad relationships. Well, it boils a lot down to communication at its core.
Right. Right. So true. So if the whole world could hear one message from you, Shelley, what would it be?
One message. Wow. Just keep the curiosity turning.
Yeah.
And go out there. And when you look at one thing that you do a day, whether it's a way to make a phone call, a way to send an email, a way to make lunch, a way to have a conversation, just look for different ways you can approach that idea.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Love it. And where can people learn more about you and your work? What's coming out for you in this work that you're doing?
Well, it's easy to find me on LinkedIn at Shelley Goldstein at LinkedIn. And I'm the person who is the brand strategist and speaking coach. And I'm building off of that, my website, which you can certainly join me on at bigideacompany.tv. It is a work in progress. I'm the dressmaker without the hemmed dress. So my website has, you know, a few stories on there, but I want to share more. So you can come join me on that journey and find out more. But something that's been really fascinating in this hybrid idea of helping my clients create or actually unearth their story, which they have, bring it to realization mm-hmm. on what to say, mm-hmm. and then coaching them on how to say it has truly been a unique way to just have aha moments all over the place. I mean, for example, I worked with a realtor on her branding, and her whole story was gratitude. She gives wonderful gifts and writes note cards when people move into their homes, and she follows up with you after you've moved into your home by sending baskets and birthday messages. And people realize, you know, she's built this relationship and it goes way beyond the sale of the house. And it's not giving gifts for the sake of it. It's really just showing how grateful she is that she had this opportunity to work with them. And when we started the speaking coaching portion of it. She was going into these networking meetings where people would rattle off, you know, their resume. Hi, I am, you know, Shelley. I'm with so-and-so realtor. I do this and I do that. And thank you very much. She stood up after her coaching and started to tell a story about gratitude, one of her clients, an event that happened that day. And the whole room shifted.
Right.
And half the people in the room came up to her at the end and said, I have to connect with you, or I need to work with you. They right. all remembered her story.
That's so good. And I think that's the impact that we want to make in a room. And I think that, you know, for all of our listeners, if you're just, I've never been a big fan of just like an elevator speech, right? A 30-second elevator speech. It just doesn't work. And what you just described there was, in a short amount of time, being able to connect to the room at a different level through story. So beautiful. So beautiful.
In 30 seconds.
Right, right. Such a much, much more powerful way. Thank you for
sharing. Much more powerful way.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, so the final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Well, if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to go out there and explore, if there's something that's been irking you, if you believe what you're saying, your audience will believe what you're saying.
So find that truth in you, believe in it, and then the audience will connect into that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you will also find that it's incredibly liberating when you get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. That's so true. And I think as entrepreneurs, we have to get uncomfortable being, or comfortable being uncomfortable. I mean, that's part of our journey, right?
And yes. And then you find, wow, I did something that I don't normally do. It felt a little awkward, but look at the result.
Exactly.
Look at the result I had.
That's how we grow and stretch.
That's how we grow, and that's how we stretch, exactly. And to add on to that is the third point, a pearl of wisdom.
Yep.
When we connect with people on a personal level, that's where we build trusting relationships.
So true. And stories do
in
that.
In work and in our personal life.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shelley. It's been such a pleasure having you. And I know my listeners are going to really love you and your wisdom and all that you've shared with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Cammie. I've enjoyed being here a lot.
Well, have a good day.
You too.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammiegelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.